This is Here and Now on WFAE. I'm Nick Della Canal. Now let's meet Evan Redman. He's 18 years old, just graduated high school in Belmont, and he's the youngest delegate representing North Carolina at the Democratic National Convention this week. As an at-large delegate, he cast his vote last night for Bernie Sanders. We caught up with him earlier from the floor of the convention, and I asked what he thinks the highlight has been so far.
So far, as a Bernie delegate, it was probably Bernie's speech. Having followed him and his campaign since the day he announced, having been involved since August, his speech did a very good job of kind of summarizing what the campaign was, the changes that we made, and how that has impacted Hillary's views.
Now, does that mean you'll be disappointed with Hillary Clinton as the Democratic nominee?
I mean, compared to Bernie, yes, but, you know, she's qualified to govern within the system that we currently have. It's just that me and other Bernie supporters wanted to push for a radical change in what that system is, and that's something we continue to push for. We'll continue to push and hopefully work with Hillary Clinton to continue to make change, you know, recognize that we do have some policy disagreements.
So do you think there is any particular thing that the Hillary campaign should be doing to try and win over some of the more ardent Bernie supporters, or even to win you over?
Well, they've already, with reaching out to Bernie and making some compromises, they're very well on their way. I think that the Tim Kaine vice presidential pick was a setback for them.
Really?
And I also think that hiring Debbie Wasserman Schultz right after she stepped down from the DNC was another setback, because many Bernie supporters view her as an example of what made this primary so difficult.
Those things are not really helping, you're saying. But is there anything that they could do to try and get your vote?
I think the best thing they can do is look into giving Bernie a strong position within the party and other Bernie surrogates and affiliates strong positions within party structure. I think the best thing she could do is to run a campaign that embraces the progressive values that she's embraced in the primary, and making sure that this campaign portrays itself and presents itself as a progressive campaign.
But I mean, even still, this is what the campaign has said is one of the most progressive platforms in the history of the Democratic Party.
Platform is a list of promises. A platform is a list of things that we strive to do. We can't view the platform as some little trinket that we got. It needs to be the goal that the Democratic Party strives for. And if her campaign does not treat those policies, such as the carbon tax, which they've tried to back down on now, then she'll have a very hard time getting Bernie supporters. If she embraces the new platform, if she embraces the new blood in her party, then I think that she can win very handily in November.
Okay, Evan Redman. He's a Bernie Sanders supporter and also the youngest delegate representing North Carolina at this week's Democratic National Convention. Evan, thank you.
Yeah.
Embrace the platform and embrace the party's young blood. That's the advice Evan Redman has for Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton. Evan, by the way, will be attending UNC Asheville in the fall to study music and political science. He didn't say whether a career in politics could be in his future. This is Here and Now.